And he said, Lord, I want to follow you wherever you go. But just allow me first to go bury my father. And then Jesus said the most unreasonable thing. By our chicken-hearted standards, come on. Whew, hallelujah. Somebody said, Brother Collins, it's hard. I've never told anybody what Jesus did. He said, I want to go bury my father. I said, go home. Not Jesus. No. He said, let the dead bury their dead. You follow me. I mean, it don't matter who it is nowadays. We don't have to have much of an excuse not to go to church and not serve God. Jesus didn't accept any excuses. He said, put your hand to the plow. Hold on. Man! Hallelujah! Jesus said, accept a man. Now, if I'd have said it, they'd have said, LL's too hard. But I didn't say it. I just read it over the radio. And they said I was too hard. I just read what Jesus said. You know the trouble with a lot of Pentecostal folks in Hamilton today? It's not because the preacher's too hard. It's the Bible that's too hard for them. Amen. It's not the preacher. He's a softy. It's the Bible they can't stand. Amen. They told one brother at the factory where he worked, he was sitting right over there. I patched a hole in the wall that he made with his head when he fell shouting. He said, they say down at the factory where I work, said, who's he think he is? Get up reading the Bible. Accept a man. Read it on the radio. Leave father, mother, houses, wives, children, and hate his own life even. Take up his cross daily and follow me. He can't be my disciple. Son, that's tough. Woo-wee. Sister Lena, she left all in Russia. Amen. Strike out on this ministry road. Yeah. Rebecca, when Eliezer said, will you go? She'd never took that 600-mile journey across the desert. She'd never laid eyes on Isaac. She looked around her mom and dad and her brothers and sisters and aunts and uncles in the middle of a great feast, and she knew that she'd probably never see them again. She said, I will go. Left it all behind, Mike. Left it all behind. Ah, yes. Glory to God. Folks, the reward is over yonder. You'll always be disappointed with the reward down here. You'll always be disappointed with what the outcome is down here. Amen. Anything you get is temporary. Moth and rust corrupt, and thieves break through and steal it. Amen. But the only lasting reward is only yonder. Hallelujah. And if your children don't follow, you can't go with them. You gotta go with God. If your mom and dad don't follow, you can't go with them. You gotta go with God. Brother Collins, I want to save them. But from the looks of things, they won. They followed their children and backslid. They follow their children and don't go to church anymore. They follow their children and can't come to church anymore. Huh? Amen. You need to let them kids babysit their own kids. Amen. Instead of staying home and babysitting with them while they paint the town. Amen. You need to come to church. You need to put God first. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Amen. A little farther down the road, Peter reminded Jesus, Jesus, we left all, followed you. What shall we get? And Jesus clarified their first commitment and the outcome. He said, no man. How many believes no man means no man? Huh? Amen. Say it with me. No man. No man. No man. No man. Say it loud. No man. Had left houses and lands and father and mother. Oh. See, what'd you leave Arkansas for, Brother Collins? A lot of your family lost. They had plenty of chances to get saved and go to church with me while I was there. Years, in fact. Amen. God only waits so long. He called me out. No man has left father. I left them time after time, Brother Rick, crying on the front porch. No man has left father and mother, houses and lands, children, amen. But what? He shall receive 100-fold, Norma Barker. 100-fold. 100-fold, Sister Darling. Now. Say it with me, now. Now. Jesus said it, now. In this present time. Woo. And everlasting life in the world to come. Ha ha. Ha ha. Amen. You're looking at somebody that's been down the road. I have been there. The promise is to the survivor. And I have survived. I have been tempted too. I have been tested too. And I'll admit a whole bunch of times I haven't done too good, but I survived. Amen. I'm reaping 100-fold. Of course, it's not too hard, JC, to reap 100-fold when you start out with nothing. Amen. Woo! Amen. 100-fold. Praise God. So I'm doing a little bit better than that. 100-fold now in this present time. Praise God. And with tribulations. You say, tribulations, Brother Collins? Tribulations, Brother Mike? The best of engines, sons, wears out. The best of vehicles wears out. Even the strongest of these old bodies wears out. And we say, why, God? Why, God? Amen. Hey, but what you do? You don't look back. You don't even think about looking back. Forget it. God, I made up my... If I don't preach the gospel here, I'll preach it somewhere else. There's a whole big wide world to preach the gospel in, and I ain't even scratched the surface yet, praise God. Hey, amen. They said in Afghanistan there are no churches. No Christian churches. A few hundred Christians in a land of, what, 70 million people? Amen. And it's against the law to have a church. It's against the law to evangelize. It's against the law to preach. It's against the law to be a Christian even. in that land of Islam. Amen. But did you know that's the same situation that Paul walked into? He just put on the whole armor of God, praise God, and said, "Here I go, Lord." Amen. And followed him right into that nest of hornets. Amen. That nest of yellow jackets, and preached the gospel. Hallelujah. It was again the law. It was again the Jewish law. They kicked him out of every synagogue in the country. He always went there first. It was against Roman law because of Caesar was God. Amen. To preach Christ. Amen. It was against the Athenian law to preach any new religion. And he stood there with a price on his head, with his life in his hands. And they demanded to hear. And he said, "I beheld an inscription to an unknown God, and it's him whom you ignorantly worship that I declare unto you, amen, who made the world and made us all of one blood, amen. And if you feel after him, you'll be able to find him, because he's not very far from every one of you." Think of it. God found a way to preach the gospel that is against the law. Right in Athens, a hotbed of demonism, a hotbed of false religion and false gods. And Paul, that little old guy, bowed in the storm, preached the gospel without one church to hold a revival in. Without one invitation of any pastor to preach, he preached anyhow. And there was no turning back. Hallelujah. He could say, "I've been sick, I've been sad, I've been lonely. My soul was times by the blue. I laid it all down at the feet of Jesus. He helped me, oh no, he'll help you. I'm gonna I'm gonna stand behind the stand alone. He'll be worthy to make it to go holy. Oh, go. I'm going anyway." There's several families around the highway over the past 23 years. They did good. As long as their kids is doing good and in church. But their kids backslid. And now they're backslid. They follow them. "Well, I was trying to win them. Who won who?" I'll tell you who won. The devil did. The moment you decide to follow those backslidden kids instead of follow God, count them. I mean, I couldn't count them on two hands. Families here in the church that had done that prominent. As long as their kids, amen, was doing good and going to camp meeting, youth camp, amen, they did good and they're supporting camp meeting, youth camp. When the kids lost out, they fell clear out. Fell out of church, fell out of pastor, fell out of God, fell out of everybody else. Why? Never was following God to start with, is following their kids. Amen. You make up your mind to follow God. Amen. It don't make any difference what your husband does, you'll still follow God. Make up your mind to follow God, it'll make a difference what your wife does, you'll still follow God. Amen. Hey, if your wife don't follow God, live for him by yourself. You won't be the first one. Amen. John Wesley's wife scratched his face, pulled his hair out. Charles said, "More than once I've seen her hands in those venerable locks. She wrote letters ahead of him and accused him of adultery and unfaithfulness." Amen. And someone even hinted one reason John Wesley rode a horse 5,000 miles a year was to get away from her. Well, all things work together for good to them that love the Lord and are the call according to his purpose. But John Wesley didn't stop. He saved England and he saved America from the French Revolution, and we're right on with God. Woo! Yeah. Well, sometimes I'm climbing Jacob's ladder. Sometimes I walk about it. Cross dark rivers, when I climb that last mountain, I'll be home. I'm gonna pray, I pray by myself. Gonna stand in my highest tower. It'll be worth it to make it to glory. Hell, I gotta go anyway. Raise your hand and give God the glory. Brother Collins, so-and-so, this young person, they have such a hard time at home. I've been there too. I stood between Mama and Dad, keep from killing each other. I've seen them pull guns on each other, fight. Amen. Cause the devil reigned on that hill till I got saved. Hallelujah. And God took a little part of that hill above Big Creek and dedicated it to God. Hard time? Come on. Don't tell me about hard time. Yeah. One man, a preacher's son, Gil Disney's son, who was a preacher himself. When Hiram Gardner brought up, you got to love your neighbors yourself. Him, a preacher himself, and a preacher's son. He said, do you believe anybody does that? I said, sure. He said, you just haven't ever had any hard knocks. Hey, I graduated from that university. I liked it so good, I went back in it. Amen. To get my bachelor's degree, praise God. Hey, amen. I still stick my head in the fire every once in a while in the university of the hard knocks, where the books, the only books are the bumps. There's a book, incidentally, I've got it somewhere. Amen. The University of Hard Knocks, where the books are the bones. Amen. Hey, I didn't quail. I didn't stop. In fact, when it got bad at home, I just picked up speed for God. I got to church earlier than most folks and prayed more and did more for God, even though I had to hitchhike. Amen. And that night, I stood between Mom and Dad, and Mom had a butcher knife in her hand, and I knew that quick, strong woman was bound to do something bad. I was washing my feet. I had a pair of bib overalls on, no shirt, washing my feet, getting ready to go to church. And I stepped between them and cried out to God for a solid hour. I shed so many tears, they wet the front of my overalls and dripped on my feet. I prayed, Brother Greg, until my mom put her arms around my neck and cried. I prayed, Brother Jimmy, until my dad said, give the keys to Junior and let him take the car to church. I drove up that night in Old Field Creek Church in my dad's pea green 41 Chevrolet. I didn't even have a driver's license. Amen. I was so glad to get driver's license. Finally, I bought driver's license in Arkansas and Missouri both. And when the constable and fair pulled me over one day, I gave them both of them. I thought that might give me a little pull, you know. Amen. For a while, I had driver's license in Arkansas and Missouri. Didn't cost anything. Didn't have to take a test. Just paid your money and got your license. Amen. I drove up in front of Field Creek Church. Amen. And everybody looked at me and said, "Ah, look at Brother Colin." But they didn't know that I'd waded through fire and water that night to get to the house of God. But there was no turning back, Rosemary. Never. No turning back. No turning back, Lisa. Never. Amen. No turning back. Couldn't even slow down. I didn't slow down. The worse it got at home, I just speeded up. Amen. Did more for God. Hallelujah. Hard time? Man, that ain't even the half of the story. I could write a book about hard times. That's no excuse. Your only hope of doing better is to seek first the kingdom of God and put God first, be totally committed, and mean business with God. Amen. And not even think about. It just never entered my mind no more. Not once since I started preaching living by faith. No matter how tough it got on me and my family, I never thought about quitting. I had to work a little bit to pay the bills. Amen. I never thought about quitting. I never made work my main objective ever. When I was a drywall contractor, I told my boss or the people that hired me, amen, I said, "I'm a preacher. God comes first in my life. I could be called away for a funeral or anything. I want you to know that when I take this job, I could be hindered. God's first." And you know what? I got every job done in double quick time. Amen. And did such a good job that 15 years later, I walked in the IGA in Barville, Kentucky, and a woman walked up to me and I hadn't seen for years. And she said, "You still do drywall?" I said, "Well, I don't live here anymore." She said, "Well," said, "I thought if you did, I wanted you to do my new house." Amen. So I didn't leave them hanging too long. Amen. As a matter of fact, I got my work done quicker and got back to the real business of serving God. The real business of going to camp meetings. The both new houses I built, I shoveled the snow out of them twice. Built them in the dead of winter because I couldn't build them in the summertime when I was running the road for God. Amen. One of them is right up here on Elk Creek Road. They just put new vinyl siding on it last week. Amen. I thought, man, they don't need to put new siding on it this quick. I got to thinking, it's 26 years old. Amen. Seems like still a new house to me. Amen. Hey, you got to make up your mind. I'm going to serve God. No matter what. No matter who. No matter who says what. I'm going to serve God. Amen. Put your eye on the goal and don't look back. Amen. Stand with me. This altar's open. I'm going to pray if I pray by myself. Oh, stand if I have to stand alone. He'll be worthy to make it his glory. I'm going anyway. Maybe no confident one. I'm so well. It'll be worth it to make it to glory. They don't go. fail. I haven't made up my mind. Because I just failed God so many times. Don't tell nobody that I have to. But I knew where to go. I went back to the cross. I went back to Calvary. Laid it all at the feet of Jesus. Oh, a whole bunch of them didn't have their mind made up, and they didn't make it neither. But God helped me to make it. And He helped me. That's why I know He'll help you. Oh, yeah. Four strong winds have blown against this journey. And them clouds says your plan just won't fly. Like an eagle I gazed in the temple. Like a mighty gust I soared to the sky. I'm gonna pray if I pray by myself. Stand alone. It'll be worth it to make it to grow holy. I'll go. I'm going anyway. Hallelujah. I borrowed this first verse from an old hymn out of the song, the first part of it. Amen. Like an army we're marching toward heaven, and it's best that together we stand. If yonder in the valley he needs me to stand alone, I'm going anyway. I'm gonna pray. If I pray by myself, gonna stand if I have to stand alone. It'll be worth it to make it to grow holy. Hell go, I gotta go anyway. I'm gonna pray. If I pray by myself, gonna stand if I have to stand alone. It'll be worth it to make it to grow holy. Hell go. By the help and grace of God, I'm going anyway. Yeah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. And I want to tell you, folks, it's been worth the trip. Amen. It's been worth the trip. Hey, I've had it better than my family. Because they wouldn't pay the price. Amen. They're the biggest mess you ever saw. Kids on drugs. Messed up. Amen. Mom about to have a nervous breakdown. Dad don't know which way to turn. I'm telling you from experience, it pays to serve God. Amen. Hallelujah. There may be no comfort in words on this old world. My lonely way. No one to understand, encourage me if they don't go. I'm going anyway. I'm going to pray if I pray by myself. Hallelujah. Stand alone. Do make it to glory if they don't go. Going anyway. Back in the early 20s, middle 20s, family of a whole bunch of boys in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Incidentally, their name was Barker. Amen. The boys grew up and got out of line, and their dad tried to correct them, and mom took up for them. Dad and mom were both Sunday school teachers and in church. The mom went out over the dad, and she bailed him out of jail time after time after time after time. And finally, she backslid, left her husband, and joined up with her boys to come become one of the most notorious gangs in American history, called the Barker Gang. They started out right in church, and because the kids wouldn't live for God, Mom followed them and joined them. Ma Barker is a household word when it comes to notoriety. The heinous crimes could only have been done by a backslider with seven more devils, just like the Bible said. Their poor little old mealy-mouthed husband couldn't do anything about it. Amen. Hey, you're going to have a made-up mind to live for God no matter what, or you'll suffer the consequences. Amen. How many want to serve Jesus? Say amen. How many want the blessings of God? Say amen. Let me say this in closing. Your only chance to drag your kids out of the quicksands of sin is to be free yourself. If you're sinking in the same quicksands both you're struggling, will only add to the quickness of your demise. Your sad fate will come sooner. Amen. Somebody's got to be outside to extend the lifeline, amen, and get a hold of something strong enough to pull them out of their quicksands. Well, my poor little boy, he's in the quicksands, he's in the mess, but he means well. Don't judge him too harshly. I ain't judging him. But if he don't take hold of that lifeline and he keeps struggling in his own strength, he's going to sink. And he's going to drown in his own smother. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody's got to stay free. Somebody's got to stay at Father's house or the prodigal will have no place to come home to. Amen. Somebody's got to raise up a standard and put a light in the window or they'll not know where home is. Right. Praise God. Amen. Stand to your feet and raise your hand that we can be a light. We can be a light. We can stay with God. We can light the way. Amen. To show them the way back to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Touch lives, touch hearts, touch bodies, touch souls, Lord God. Touch resolve. Renew commitment, Lord. Hallelujah. Renew faith and courage to go on. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen.